Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard across the East End on 96.9 FM in Western Suffolk. I'm Michael Mackey. William George Conzella's Wading River Farm still stands nearly 100 years since the Polish immigrant planted his first crops in 1923, although it's smaller than it once was. The operation was 55 acres in its heyday, but later shrunk to about 15 acres as Long Island's wholesale potato market faded and the second generation sold off portions of the land. Vera Chinesi reports on Newsday.com that now, thanks to the efforts of the nonprofit Peconic Land Trust and a $7.9 million land deal paid for mostly with state grants, much of those fields will return to farmland with Conzella's grandson, John Conzella Jr., at the helm. The project, a complicated land deal involving six parcels totaling 38 acres north and south of Route 25A, was funded through $5.6 million in state grants, about $2 million worth of land discounts on behalf of the sellers, and $305,000 raised by private donors, according to the Land Trust. Governor Kathy Hochul announced on July 18th the $3.65 million in funding to preserve 6 acres previously owned by Ken Barra, which totaled $1.65 million, and 9 acres owned by the Zumas family, which totaled $2 million. The news, which the Land Trust learned of in May, means the organization has all the funding needed to make the land deal happen. Julie Wesnowski, senior project manager for the Peconic Land Trust, said the organization began speaking with the elder Conzella about a way to preserve the farm, and now they have. Riverhead Town will receive another $1.72 million in COVID-19 relief funding under the American Rescue Plan Act, according to data released Friday by Governor Kathy Hochul. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the governor announced the distribution of another $387 million in COVID relief funds to local government, matching the state's 2021 distribution of American Rescue Plan Act funds to 1,452 local governments across New York State. As it did last year, the town of Riverhead will allocate the bulk of its American Rescue Plan funds, about $1 million, to the construction of a Riverhead Water District storage tank, according to Supervisor Yvette Aguiar. "We will also apply a substantial amount to public safety," Aguiar said. "Money will go toward hooking up surveillance cameras downtown and starting the next phase. Some funds will be spent on updating and improving walking trails at Stotsky Park and the Calverton Enterprise Park," the Riverhead supervisor said. The Federal American Rescue Plan Act, signed into law last year by President Joe Biden, is a $1.9 trillion federal stimulus package. A federally funded program that helps New Yorkers cool their homes has stopped taking new applications, Senator Chuck Schumer said yesterday, calling on the government to step in to fill the gaps amid the continuing heat wave. As reported in the New York Post, Schumer, the senior Democrat from New York and Senate Majority Leader, said New York State's Home Energy Assistance Program has seen a 200% increase in demand compared to last summer. The senator's call for increased federal aid came a day after a New York City resident succumbed to heat exposure. Between rising costs and climate change, which make these heat waves longer, more people need the help, said Senator Schumer. It is now 78 degrees at 7:34. Hundreds of postcards with visceral images of underfed golden retriever puppies living in filthy conditions are flooding the New York governor's office. A huge email campaign has been launched by national animal rights groups. Louis Ferre Sardini in the New York Times reports that the pet store industry and its lobbyists, however, have also mobilized. Zoom meetings have been held with the governor's staff. A pet store employee has created an independent campaign of videos featuring well-treated puppies that have gone viral on TikTok. Out of the hundreds of bills that Governor Kathy Hochul must decide whether to sign before the end of the year, few appear to carry more emotional weight than the one affecting the welfare of a constituency that cannot even vote. Puppies! After years of debate, New York State lawmakers passed a bill in June with rare bipartisan support that would ban the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits in New York's pet stores, leading to a fractious clash between animal welfare groups and the pet store industry. Over the past few weeks, they have redirected their efforts toward lobbying Governor Hochul, meeting with her office to plead their case as she decides whether to sign or veto the bill, with both sides trading accusations of lying and spreading misinformation. If Governor Hochul signs the bill, New York would follow the lead of California, Maryland, Illinois, and other states that have passed similar bans meant to curb commercial breeders, sometimes called puppy mills, or kitten factories. The breeding facilities have for years been the source of intense controversy because, according to animal rights advocates, they operate with little oversight and raise dogs in cruel and inhumane conditions. The Southold Historical Museum is applying for a grant to build an exhibit on the untold stories of 20th century immigrant farm laborers in town. Brian Letta in the Suffolk Times reports that the funds would also go towards weatherizing the barn at the Maple Tree Lane complex, where the exhibit would be housed year-round, and improving ADA access throughout the complex in general with lighting and other ground updates. As quoted in the Suffolk Times, the proposed site improvements will encourage visitors to pull over, park their car or bike to explore the complex, which serves as a central town square. Executive Director Deanna Witt Walker said at a Southold Town Board work session this past week, "Weatherization of our on-site underutilized barn annex will allow us to have a new year-round exhibit about the labor camps. We think that would help us as well to incorporate technology and to offer things like translations." The anticipated cost of the project is $325,000. The grant could cover up to half of those costs. The plan is to apply for more funding to cover costs, but the Historical Museum's Board of Trustees is committed to fund the match if necessary. The town board approved a resolution to support the consolidated funding application to the Long Island Regional Economic Development Council at a regular meeting later that day. A Suffolk County police chief who took home almost $703,000 in salary and termination topped the list of highest-paid county workers on Long Island in 2021, according to data obtained by Newsday. Of the top 100 earners in each county, 99 in Suffolk and 97 in Nassau were police officers, according to county controller records. Candice Ferret and Ariel Martinez report on Newsday.com that the termination packages can include hundreds of thousands of dollars in unused sick, vacation, holiday pay, and other earnings guaranteed in collective bargaining agreements with public employee unions. In Suffolk, Chief of Police Robert Brown was the highest-paid county employee, with $524,000 in termination pay plus salary. The father of the late singer Selena is suing a Patchogue music promoter for using his daughter's name in his popular tribute band. Vera Chinesi reports on Newsday.com that Abraham Quintanilla Jr. filed a lawsuit in U.S. Eastern District Court in Brooklyn July 7th, alleging that William Ciatamelli, owner of East Coast Tributes, infringed on the copyright of the logo bearing the singer's first name in marketing materials and merchandise. Quintanilla wants to permanently stop Ciatamelli, who uses the band names Almost Selena and Anything for Selena, from using the name and is seeking unspecified damages, according to the complaint. Selena Quintanilla Perez, one of the best-selling Latina music artists of all time and referred to as the Queen of Tejano music, was shot and killed in 1995 by her manager, Yolanda Saldivar. Selena was 23. The concerts feature an impersonator dressed as the singer performing her hits like Dreaming of You and Como la Flor. Quintanilla alleges that Ciatamelli's show duped concertgoers into thinking his services are sponsored by, approved by, or somehow connected with Selena's estate. Quintanilla, who lives in Nueces County, Texas, said he had sent several cease and desist letters to Ciatamelli telling him to stop using any variation of the Selena logo, as he has registered the trademark pending with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Ciatamelli said he had spoken to Quintanilla about getting his blessing. One letter from Quintanilla's Beverly Hills lawyer said he would be willing to settle the matter for $100,000. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.